This is 89.1 WEMU. We are your community NPR station. I'm David Fair, and you may have guessed from the music you hear that it's that time of week. It's time for Cinema Chat. Each week we get together with the cinema programming manager at Marquee Arts, Nick Aldering, to talk all things movies and the movies available to you in our area on a weekly basis. Nick Aldering has to join us by phone today, but regardless of how you do it, always glad to talk with you, Nick.
Great to talk to you as well, David.
Well, there are a number of new movies opening this week, more than usual, and It all starts with one that has been highly anticipated and stars Ethan Hawke. It's called Blue Moon.
Yeah, this is opening this Friday at the Michigan. This film is set in 1943 and follows lyricist Lawrence Hart, played by Ethan Hawke, who confronts his shattered self-confidence in a bar as his former collaborator Richard Rodgers celebrates the opening night of the groundbreaking hit musical Oklahoma. And so this comes from director Richard Linklater and also stars Margaret Qualley, Bobby Cannavale, and Andrew Scott.
That's a good cast.
No, yeah, it's a great cast. And Linklater, he really knows how to make them. He's one of the best filmmakers still working today. I'm very excited for audiences.
And, you know, Rodgers and Hart, obviously, are just legends in not only the music world, but in kind of our cultural zeitgeist as well.
Of course, yeah. And, Ethan Hawke is definitely going to be in that Oscar conversation for this role.
Well, I'm looking forward to that. I certainly hope that it turns out to be as good as I anticipate. Now, there are a huge number of fans of The Boss. We have some at the station here. Our general manager, Molly Motherwell, she loves Bruce Springsteen. And now there's a movie that features a story of Springsteen on the big screen.
Yes, this is a Springsteen Deliver Me From Nowhere. This is opening tomorrow at the State Theater, and this chronicles the making of Bruce Springsteen's 1982 album, Nebraska.
Certainly controversial when it came out.
Yeah, it was a bit of a departure from that Born to Run sound that he had made at that point, and he recorded it on a four-track recorder in his New Jersey bedroom and created a raw, haunted acoustic record populated by lost souls searching for a reason to believe. And this is based on Warren Zane's book and stars Jeremy Allen White, who does his own singing in this film. And this is just a very feel-good music film that I have seen. And I am not necessarily a Bruce Springsteen person per se, but this film really, really enthralled me.
Well, Jeremy Allen White starred in Shameless. He's popular from The Bear, and he is a tremendous actor. And even Bruce Springsteen himself is appearing in promotional appearances saying how much he's impressed by the performance.
Yeah. He has said himself that there are times where he's listened to Jeremy Allen White sing and he couldn't tell the difference between his music and Jeremy Allen White.
Well, I think that's a great testament and probably the only testimonial necessary to get Springsteen fans out to see the movie. So again, that's at the State Theater tomorrow night, right?
That's right.
And we have
a couple other things opening at the State this week. If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You also opens tomorrow. This is a film that I saw at the Sundance Film Festival. Yeah, kind of an interesting title.
Yeah, indeed.
With her life crashing down around her, a mother attempts to navigate her child's mysterious illness, her absent husband, a missing person, and an increasingly hostile relationship from her therapist. This is from writer-director Mary Bronstein and stars Rose Byrne, whose performance is absolutely incredible in this film, alongside A$AP Rocky and Conan O'Brien.
Conan O'Brien? I guess, has he ever acted before?
And not a whole lot, but he plays her therapist in this film. It's kind of a foil to her character at some points. He doesn't have a whole lot to do, but he's very good in the film.
Well, certainly an interesting concept, and it sounds like Rose Byrne has a lot on her plate to deal with in this movie.
Yes, that is the case.
Well, the fans of classic horror have eagerly been anticipating the newest addition to the Frankenstein legend.
Yes. This is from writer-director Guillermo del Toro, who is a real master of horror, and stars Oscar Isaac as Frankenstein, Jacob Elordi as the monster, along with Mia Goth and Christoph Waltz. This is, it's the classic Frankenstein tale of an egotistical scientist who brings a creature to life in a monster experimentation that ultimately leads to the undoing of both the creator and his tragic creation.
I suspect, given the perspective that Guillermo del Toro puts in all of his movies, we're going to get a little different version this time around.
Yeah, and I think it's a more faithful adaptation to the original Mary Shelley book as well.
Well, I'm looking forward to that. That is certainly, if I'm going to see a horror film, some of those classic characters are probably the ones that will get me there. You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair alongside Nick Alderink, who joins us by phone this week. And the late night horror classic series is continuing as we approach the Halloween holiday.
Yeah, and speaking of Guillermo del Toro, we're going back to 2006 in our late-night series with Pan's Labyrinth that is playing tonight at 8 o'clock. Set in 1944 Spain, a girl is sent to live with her ruthless stepfather, and during the night, she meets a fairy who takes her to an old faun and tells her she's a princess, but she must prove her royalty by surviving three gruesome tasks.
That is certainly it was popular back in 2006, and I would imagine that given the time of year, it's going to be popular as it hits the big screen again. And then there is a campy horror option that is always just a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's the 50th anniversary of the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and so you have two chances to catch it at the Michigan Theater. You can catch it tomorrow, Friday at 9:30, as well as Saturday at 9:30, and we will feature the film with a live shadow cast by the Leather Medusas. This is always, one of our most popular traditions that we hold at the Michigan Theater. We get over 1,000 people to each screening, so I recommend people get their tickets sooner rather than later. But, you know, Tim Curry, Susan Sarandon, Barry Bostwick, Meatloaf, and many more in this really, really fun film.
You know, Meatloaf was actually really, really good in that movie.
He was, yeah, he was, absolutely.
Well, I think the scariest horror character on screen goes back to 1922, and it is a film that is coming back once again with live organ accompaniment.
Yes, the original Nosferatu, the 1922 silent film. It'll be this Sunday, October 26th, free and open to the public at 7 o'clock and presented with live organ accompaniment from our head organist, Andrew Rogers. This classic from F.W. Murnau, which is kind of an adaptation of the Dracula story. Just such iconic of a film.
And, you know, it comes back to the Michigan Theater every year with this live organ accompaniment, and that just speaks to its popularity. People have made it a tradition.
Yes, yeah, and we love it has been one of our favorite traditions for a long, long time.
Well, I had always been kind of objectioned to older movies. They didn't resonate with me as a teenager and as a young man. And then I saw a kind of a farcical comedy, and it changed my perspective entirely. And you're bringing it back to the big screen.
Yes, Arsenic and Old Lace from 1944. This will play Wednesday, October 29th at 7 o'clock from director Frank Capra and starring Cary Grant as Mortimer Brewster, a Brooklyn writer of books on the futility of marriage who risks his reputation after he decides to tie the knot. But things grow complicated when he learns that his beloved maiden aunts, Abby and Martha, are serial murderers. And it doesn't sound like the most funny story, but this film, the comedy in this film holds up so well.
It was fantastic. Yeah. His level of befuddlement was something to witness. I enjoyed it then. I'm sure I will enjoy it now. You have another special screening for those who like to listen to issues of the environment on WEMU and have kind of a passion for protecting the earth. This is another one that is coming up tonight, right?
Yeah, tonight at 7 o'clock, this is a film called Cracking the Code, Phil Sharp and the Biotech Revolution, and we'll feature a post-film Q&A and a panel discussion presented by the University of Michigan Center for RNA Biomedicine. This is it's about Nobel winner Phil Sharp and his journey from rural Kentucky to groundbreaking scientistic who revolutionized medicine through biotech discoveries, and despite dyslexia and threats, his work enabled vital medicines and COVID vaccines.
It is a personal story of inspiration, and it is tied to that other passion in the environment. Well, the Art House Revival series is continuing, and you're keeping it in the spirit of the season.
Yes, European horror has been our theme for this series this month, and the members have voted for this film Possession from 1981 to play next Tuesday, October 28th at 7 o'clock. This is about a woman who starts exhibiting increasingly disturbing behavior after asking her husband for a divorce and suspicions of infidelity soon give away to something much more sinister. And this is stars Isabel, Johnny, and Sam Neill.
Well, that is something that I seem to remember and remember enjoying. So we'll look forward to that. And very briefly, movies continuing that you may have missed before but are still available include Orwell 2 plus 2 equals 5.
Yes, yeah, this is the new documentary from Raoul Peck about George Orwell. And at the State, you can still catch One Battle After Another, the latest from Paul Thomas Anderson.
And Leonardo DiCaprio, of course. That is the big selling point.
Yeah.
So, hey, Nick, sorry you couldn't make it in this week, but we'll look forward to your visits in person next week.
I'll see you then.
That is Nick Alderink. He is Program Cinema Manager at Marquee Arts, and he is my co-host for our weekly conversation called Cinema Chat. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station. It's 89.1 WEMU-FM Ypsilanti, celebrating 60 years of broadcasting from the campus of Eastern Michigan University.